there, I'm Justin, and I'm one of the guides creating and providing walking and virtual tours for the superb London Walks. Now, as a Blue Badge guide, I'm used to guiding all over London. However, my passion is James Bond, that quintessential spy we've all been hearing a fair bit about recently, even if for the wrong reasons. Like the news that the 25th Bond film, No Time to Die, was postponed in October for the second time this year due to the bleeding obvious. New release date is going to be the 2nd of April 2021. Assuming that is, there will still be some cinemas around at that point to show it. Plus, of course, the recent demise of the first and, for many people, most iconic Bond actor, Sean Connery. It's always a very popular question on my walk. Who is your favourite Bond? Over the years, I've asked many people that question, and the answer generally is the most obvious one. It's the actor you grew up with. So for boomers, that generally means Connery. Generation X, go for Roger Moore. Millennials, I find, often say Pierce Brosnan, and Generation Z, Daniel Craig. I do say again that word generally. I'm generalising here. Personally, I think they've all been amazing. Eon Productions have always managed to capture the spirit of the time, and the casting of a particular actor seems to have served as a cultural weather vane over the years. Where Eon goes from here is anybody's guess. How relevant can Fleming's Bond be in the next couple of decades? Can we really see him asking permission to kiss the woman in the passenger seat of his automated Tesla? Now, I did hear that Eon are thinking of rebooting the franchise back to the 1960s, which sounds like the perfect solution to this dilemma. But who will be cast as the next James Bond? Also a very popular question. You may have heard various names mentioned over the last few years. Michael Fassbender, Henry Cavill, Benedict Cumberbatch, Damian Lewis, Idris Elba, Tom Hiddleston, Gillian Anderson. Well, I'm not sure she was on any official shortlist, but she gamely said she'd be up for him. And now they're saying Tom Hardy, they being the rumour mill, the journalists, the social media influencers. If it does end up being Hardy, it will most definitely be a pleasure to hear him talking without some sort of mask on. He seems to like wearing them in a number of his films, and I think we're starting to find them a little tedious. So to my walk, my virtual tour, a very pleasant stroll through magnificent Mayfair, that most salubrious part of London, wedged between Hyde Park, Oxford Street, Regent Street and Piccadilly. We have a look at some of the places in that part of town that played an important role in the life of both 007 and his creator Ian Fleming. We look at the people and events in the life of Ian Fleming to see to what extent they played a role in the characters and plots of the James Bond books. Of course, most people don't know Bond through the books, but of course through the films. So no walk or virtual tour would be complete without visiting the old offices of Eon Productions. To date, Bond is the longest running and second most successful franchise in cinematic history. And long, 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 long may that continue. I very much look forward to welcoming you on my Bond, James Bond tour. The next one coming up is going to be a virtual tour on Tuesday evening, the 8th of December. And the Bond tour works really, really well as a virtual tour. Obviously, like a lot of virtual tours, we use Apple Maps, Google Street View, so that you can see the streets that you would have been walking along if you'd gone on the regular tour, as well as the Bond and Fleming references along Park Lane, which we wouldn't have time to fit into a walking tour. It's just too much distance to cover and would take too much time. There is also a huge amount of extra material you will get on your screens that you wouldn't get on the walking tour. So yeah, it works really well. Having said that, London Walks is still the top walking tour company in the UK, and England should, fingers crossed, be out of lockdown by the 2nd of December. So hopefully we will be able to get a pre-Christmas walking tour in the diary as well. Although let's not tempt fate and jump the gun.